Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to You Land Alive. I just want to thank you today for sharing some time with us. I appreciate your time tonight. And we've got such a special show for you tonight. I'm excited, and I hope you guys are excited too. We've got a special guest. That is Mr. Charles Watson. He's on the line with us all the way from Georgia, and my heart's excited to hear what he has to share with you today. So I'm saying to you tonight, if you have pens, if you've got paper, I suggest you write it down. I guess I'm kind of old school, right? If you got a phone and you want to write down some notes or take some notes for what he has to say, I encourage you to do it tonight, because even as we start this segment of just introducing some new lines of thought into the Yolanda Live show, I'm hoping that you all will be able to get some new information to really be able to talk to the whole of your life, not just the pieces that are spiritual in nature, but also those practical pieces, how we do business, how we're thinking, all those things that matter for life. So today, I'm glad you're with us. I'm hoping that this show will bless you as much as I know it's already blessing me. Okay, so you're with your sister, your friend, Dr. Yolanda Davis, speaking truth to troubled times and issues of the day. Bless the Lord. So in light of that, today we want not only to be encouraged in Scripture, but in gaining tools for success in life. So we want to know, how is it that we are thinking? Isn't that something to think about? How is it that we're thinking? Because you become what you think about, and you also become what you believe. So today's segment is just about that. Mr. Watson's going to speak to us about some of these things that affected his life and how he got to where he is in his life. So I figured let's talk to Mr. Watson today and see what he has to enlighten us and share with us so that our lives can be changed for the better. I mean, have you ever tried something in your own career and in your own life and you feel like you're stuck, you just feel like I can't get past this particular hump? Or there's something going on in your world that makes you feel impeded regularly, and you're just discouraged and feeling stuck behind it. Well, I'm believing that his life story today, what he has to share with us, will not only encourage you, but give you tools for overcoming, not only give you tools to overcome, but also give you some options. If you're looking for a business opportunity, if you're looking for something that could be meaningful for your own life and that of your family, I think Mr. Watson can speak to that for us today. So I'm looking forward to this. This show is going to be wonderful for you. So we're talking about Mr. Charles Watson. I want to just talk about him just a little bit today. He is a phenomenal gentleman, and I just can't wait for you all to meet him. I've had the pleasure of speaking with him several times over, and I think as you hear his voice and hear his story, you'll be just as blessed by it. He's an established businessman, a retired Army veteran. He's a motivational speaker. And this is a terminology I kind of threw together, and I'm sure he'll break it down for us a little bit, a community awareness activist. Now, I'm sure he'll call that a new title, but I threw it in there because it seems fitting for all that he does in not just the local community, but our whole country abroad, which is wonderful. So I'm looking forward to that. Today, Mr. Watson will inspire us with his personal journey and give us tips on becoming our best selves. And we'll learn what it is that impedes us on this journey to success, and how we can overcome it. We're privileged to hear this story of success. And today, if you have any questions, you want to speak briefly to Mr. Watson, you can reach us. You can call in. You can reach us at 646-716-5639. Again, that number is 646-716-5639. And once again, we welcome you, and of course, we welcome the Father to steer our conversation and encourage a life of success today. Amen? So, you know, there's one thing I wanted to also add to this show. I think that is important because we can't neglect the times and what we're actually going through today, right? I mean, we are going through a lot as a country, and I think it's important that we make note of that. Let's offer up a prayer for those in our country who are suffering greatly at the hand of the weather disasters across the nation. Quiet as it is kept in the news, not only are our states being affected by Hurricane Harvey, Irma, I believe there's Jose coming up the pike, and I think there's also a Hurricane Maria that's supposed to be hitting some part of the coast soon. These states, like Oregon, haven't been mentioned, and they're suffering major fires and poor air quality. And I understand that acreage, like millions of acreage, has been burned at this point when it comes to Oregon. I could be wrong on that, but that's the last I heard in news. And these people living in this area can't even breathe fresh air. And you and I are privileged today to have the ability to take a deep breath and breathe out, right? This is a blessing and a gift, but somebody today can't have that. So I would love to pray for them, to lift them up as we're about to get into this show. So I want to take a moment, if you don't mind, for us just to pray for them. Amen. So let's just all get into a prayerful mode for a second. Father, we thank you that we're able to have this life that we're living this evening. We recognize that it's a gift and it's a privilege that we were given this opportunity one more time to live and breathe and have our being. And even though life can be full of surprises and full of ups and downs, you still show up and allow for us to have the very basics of our being, and we thank you for that. We're thankful for the opportunity to sit here and speak of the many blessings and insights that you've allowed for us to share. And as we come to your throne, we ask for your pardon, your forgiveness, and your transformation concerning the many sins and errors that have been in our lives up to this moment. We also ask, God, that you would have mercy and intervene in the lives of all the people all over our nation, because there's pockets all over the place that we haven't heard about that are suffering. For people who are displaced and hurting or affected in any way, even their extended family members who are somewhere worried as to where their loved ones are. Lord, we pray that you would show up in this disaster situation and deliver and save lives for someone who hasn't been discovered going through these tough times. Grant us mercy, O Lord, and meet us where we are. Meet every person where they are today so that they can have this experience that you would long for them to have. Protect those who are hanging on by a mere thread and in need of some sort of intervention. You know who they are, and we're asking, God, that you would show up on their part. Discover the individual trapped in the middle of these life-threatening circumstances and in need of saving. And, Lord, for those who are the loved ones and friends of those affected, whose lives are just in great despair and stress, we're asking, God, for peace and, Lord, for reconciliation in any way needed so that they can know that their loved one is fine. We thank you for that. Please grant us the opportunity for those means, the skills, and the wisdom to come alongside those that they care for in a meaningful way and for those we want to care for. We just ask you for help on those things as well. And finally, Lord, give us understanding. To be able to respond in the way that you need us to respond as a result of all the things that you're going to bless us with today and going forward. We pray all this humbly in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Well, family, thank you for being with me on that. I think it's important that we recognize that there are those who are going through some tough times right now and really in need of some kind of intervention. So please keep praying for those who are in our nation who are suffering in different ways, and maybe someone in your own life is suffering. Continue to pray and reach out where you can. Neighbors are willing to help. People are wanting to help and to donate and do whatever it is they can do to be a helping hand. Amen? All right. Deep breath on my part, right? So when it comes to our life experiences, we generally chalk up our current states of being as a situation, right? Or what happens to be happening to me that causes me to be in this state. And so we find ourselves in a stuck rut of thought, right? It's a common thing that happens. This poverty made me angry. This divorce or my parents made me hateful. I can't work with these people over here because of their ethnicity, or I can't be around these people because of fill in the blanks. We find ourselves stuck in our thinking. And what ends up happening is we find that our lives are hindered in relationship, in business, in friendships. Our finances are even affected by this thinking that we may have, and even our health and our wellness of being. brothers and sisters, body, you know, I call you that all the time, family, we need to begin to think about what exactly is going on that I can actually change. And when we think about that process, we really have to think about our thinking and what we are believing. I love the scripture because it helps us to further understand what's going on with us. Even when I'm in counseling sessions, I kind of bring this up. The scripture says, I believe it's Proverbs 23:7, it says, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. And one of the ways I tend to break this down is whatever a man is thinking, right, it becomes his belief system when he adds emotion to it and he holds it sincere. It gets transported down into my heart, which is where I believe from, and that's what shows up in my lifestyle. So as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he, right? So we think about these places where we're stuck. We need to understand that the only way that we can begin to enter into being free from that particular pattern of thought is to change our belief system, okay? So this doesn't negate our personal pains. Yes, we've got pain. We've got situations going on. But it does bring up the very vital question is how long we will be driven by the pains of our lives rather than holding on to the hope that comes from the positivity in life or the positivity in Christ or even the hope that family and friends and people like Mr. Watson bring when they come into your circle of influence. Christ said that he came to give us life and that more abundantly, and that's in John 10:10. When we are stuck in any area of life, it doesn't have to reflect God's promise. It doesn't have to be where we're going to be forever. That's not his promise. That's not what he promised. So when we see that things in our lives are not aligning with the picture that we have of our faith, we then need to start to drill down and find out what's going on, right? So this is what I want us to start to challenge as we enter into these new segments, not only today, but in coming segments concerning our thinking, right? So, you know, someone said some time ago, it's been well understood, it's a cliche, but it's well understood, insanity is doing the same thing the same way, expecting different results. Again, insanity, it's doing the same thing the same way, expecting different results. That's what the definition of insanity has been to us. So we need to be willing to make some very vital internal changes in our thought patterns and our beliefs to have more fulfilling lives. So today, we'll begin addressing this very massive topic, because it is a huge one, of our thinking and our belief systems, starting with Mr. Charles Watson, an accomplished businessman, a family man, combat veteran. He's also an author, a mentor, and a motivator. Please be ready to call in and take advantage of this opportunity to engage Mr. Watson, because this is a really wonderful opportunity. The number to call in is 646-716-5639. Stay on the line, and we'll get to you as soon as we can. We may not be able to get to all the calls, but we'll do all that we can to get to you, right? So let me introduce him to you. He's a native of Greenville, Georgia. He was raised by his grandparents. And as a young adult, Mr. Watson married Mrs. Janet Watson. And soon thereafter entered into the Army. He's a retired combat veteran, having served 22 years as a sergeant and senior strategic planner for 7 countries. I'm barely handling my little corner over here, and he's handling 7 countries. How wonderful, right? This is awesome. Mr. Charles Watson has traveled the world visiting 20 countries, and this includes Dubai and the Great Pyramids of Egypt. He has a bachelor's degree in organizational management from Ashford University, where he graduated magna cum laude, which is awesome. He earned a master's degree from Columbia Southern University in organizational leadership. He's an accomplished entrepreneur who is instrumental in building large organizations across the country. He is also a founding member of the Inspire Network and currently travels the country sharing the Now We Know campaign movement. Finally, as if his resume wasn't long enough, right? I'd like to say that he's an awesome person who, as a mentor to me, makes himself available with such a huge and caring heart. His spirit is just so sweet, and I love that about him. I love his calm approach to the whirlwind of issues that happen daily. I tell you, you can reach out to him. It's been my experience, and he will just show up like the quiet in the storm. I so love that. So this is something I cherish about him. At this time, I'd like to welcome and introduce to you Mr. Charles Watson. Wow. Hello,
Dr.
Mr.
David.
Watson.
Hey, Dr. David.
Yes, I'm here.
Can you
hear me? I can hear you well. Hey, how are you?
Yes, ma'am. I'm great. It's a pleasure. It's an honor
Thank
to be on
so
the call.
Thank you so much for your patience.
I'm back here just laughing and say, who's she talking about? She's talking about me?
Of course.
Well, no, it's a blessing. I really appreciate you reaching out to me. And definitely, you know, I'm ready to rock and roll with you and just share my past, you know, what got me going and where we're at right now.
Wow, this is good. I'm so glad that we have you here because I think your life story is a rich one. And, you know, sometimes when we are stuck in life, we don't see the bigger picture. And when we hear somebody else's story, it gives us the energy. It gives us that ability to step up and say, you know, this person can do this in their hard times. I can do the same. And my story is very similar to yours in that way. So, Mr. Watson, I would love for you to share a little bit of background about who you are and where you came from. I know I mentioned that you were from Georgia, raised by your grandparents. Can you give us a little bit of insight on that with this rich and beautiful background you have? Can you tell us a bit about your journey? You mentioned that you were raised by your grandparents. Tell us a little bit about that.
Okay. As you stated, you know, I was born in Greenville, Georgia. I live in Atlanta, Georgia right now. As I was coming up, my grandparents raised me, and I mean, at that time, I couldn't understand. You know, I was going against the grain. Everything I was doing, you know, I couldn't understand why my parents didn't raise me, why I didn't have a mother and a father figure in my life, because everyone that I was in contact with, all my friends, they had their mother and their father, or you know, one or the other. When I did, I could not understand why my mom decided to, you know, move away and left me with my grandparents. And Dr. Davis, to believe it, it's the best thing that ever happened to me. Because as you stated earlier, you don't understand your journey until you start going down that journey. And I didn't understand the reason, okay? I didn't understand the reason, but after traveling through the things I traveled through, I understand my purpose. I understand that God put them, ordained them to raise me so I could be prepared for what I'm facing right now. So that's why I'm so calm when you're always talking to me. I'm so laid back because I don't let nothing rock me. And that just doesn't come from my grandparents. You know, I was raised by a village. That doesn't happen no more. You doesn't see that type of raising. Not saying it doesn't exist, but when I was coming up, you know, back in them days, you know, we was truly raised by a village. In fact, my goal was to go to college and high school. And somehow my scholarship, you know, got revoked. You know, because, you know, some things that I made, you know, some a bad decision, and I have no choice to kind of like alter my plan, okay? And that came from not having my parents in my life. But what really got me in going in the right direction, my childhood friend lived two houses from me, okay? And he became like a brother to me, okay? I didn't have no brother in my life, no, you know, cousin that was, you know, I was the only man, a male, a boy at that time around all the women as I was growing up. So my childhood friend became my best friend. He lived about two doors up from us. And this is when the rubber began to meet the road. See, what people don't understand, my childhood friend, he was raised in a 19-room house. Correction.
Okay.
19 people in a 3-room house.
Wow, okay.
And I mean, three room, not three bedroom, a living room, a kitchen, and a bedroom, okay, with an outdoor toilet.
Oh, I remember that.
And his mom, and his mom never complained about the situation.
Wow,
never complained about that situation. I tell that story everywhere I go because I want people to understand that. Because your situation is a situation, someone's situation is always better, worse than yours. So I don't want you to get caught up in the things that happen to your life right now because it's always someone that's worse than yours. In fact, I put that in my book.
Right.
And I want people to understand that this is a temporary situation. It's a temporary setback. But God has something in your life for a huge comeback, and that's when you're going to get to road. So that's why I decided to say, you know what, let me make a change in my life. Let me start doing the right thing. And Dr. Davis, the military was the last thing that was on my mind. Okay? The least thing was on my mind. In fact, my best friend, again, always putting Charles up to something. But my best friend, Terry Ponda, he's from Greenville, Georgia, too. he came up with this idea and said, you know what, Charles, let's join the military on the butter system. You know, now being that we best friend, of course, you know, we're going to do what, you know, we're going to kind of like do what each other has to do. And even though the military was the last thing on my mind, I decided to take him up on that.
Okay.
When I took him up on that,
wow.
Terry Ponda did not make it into the Army. He didn't get a chance to go. That left me out there by myself. Yes, that left me out there by myself. So after going through the military, experiencing the things that I was experiencing, I could not turn around and go back home and face the things that I was facing before because I found a way out.
Right.
And that's why I said the military was the best thing to happen to me. And the military actually allowed me to go to 28 countries. And not only that, too, like you stated earlier, the strategic planning for 7 of those countries and also allowed me to achieve my education without student loans. So that's the path to God's
problem. So the military opened up the doors for your education and your world travel.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. The military opened up everything for me. The military put me in a position where I have no other choice but to fight out of it. See, I couldn't call my mom. I couldn't call my dad. You know, I have no other choice but to say, you know what, let me scrap up and make it happen because of the military. The military humbled me. The military allowed me to see the world at the same time I made my better man.
I hear you. So, you know, Mr. Watson, I'm hearing you say that these hard times, these setbacks that we have that feel like we're trapped in some sort of bubble or we can't get past these issues, they literally can be a stepping stone for us to actually be launched into our best self journey. Is that what I'm hearing you say?
Yeah, absolutely. I take a step further. Okay. Anytime you're struggling, you look at it as a negative thing. See, I never look at nothing.
Right.
I always try to find the positive inside of negative. Okay. Because struggle is, nothing's going to be good to you if you don't go through the pain.
Right.
So you should accept those struggles. You should accept those challenges in your life because it makes you a better person. For example, I have a friend who is wealthy, and him and I talk about this all the time. Okay, his kid never struggled. It was given everything, pretty much like a spoon in their mouth, a silver spoon. Never had any challenge in their life. Now this kid up in the age. Now he's struggling with life because he's never been exposed to the things that people like myself or other people on your call who went through some things had to figure out.
Amen.
And you know what? I'm struggling, but satisfaction comes out of this. As long as I continue pressing forward, satisfaction on the other side. But see, he wasn't able to relate to that because he never went through the struggle.
Right, right.
And that's why I always tell
people,
a person
relate.
That struggle,
yeah.
Yeah, a person that struggle, they have the satisfaction. How should I say this? They cherish it the most, in a sense, because they understand where they came from, understand where they came from.
Oh, yeah. I understand firsthand. You know, I came from, I like to say hard knocks myself, a little girl from Newark, New Jersey, raised in the projects and understand struggle. I understand the whole three-room, 19 people thing. I get that. You know, I do agree that it does develop a resiliency in you and even a tenacity when you're facing such hard struggles and what looks like a closed door. And coupled with what you mentioned earlier in reference to the faith, you know, having to have those pieces and trusting God with certain parts, you find yourself really propelling past the place where you're impeded. So I do agree with that 100%. I was going to ask you about your work ethic, but I think you're sort of running into that for me already in reference to your life philosophy and your work ethic. Is there anything you'd like to add there? Because I know this is a bigger picture than what we can actually lend time to during this time, but if there's something you want to add there in reference to what's driving you when it comes down to your own work ethic and your life philosophy, because there's an energy behind that. I know that you went through a lot and you faced some really hard struggles because of decisions you've made, and not to mention decisions that were made for you by your parents. Is there any piece there that you feel might be the driver behind your will and your desire to accomplish?
Well, I mean, I credit to my grandparents, Maddie Cake and Clan Watson. You know, I'm always thinking about them. They always on the forefront. You know, as long as they're in my mind, as long as I'm thinking about them, that strong work ethic is 100. You know, I always keep those people in front of me because those are people that put me on the path that I'm on right now. You know, and my grandparents had high standards for me, you know, to become successful. And one thing that I liked about them, you know, that they was a very hard worker, you know, and they understood, you know, what it took. And I say this a lot to my kid, but my grandparents used to tell me back in the day, you know how they used to be like, boy, when you leave out of this house, you represented a Watson. You know, so
that's
it's
good.
Not a Chug. So they don't say Chug, they say that Watson boy. You know, so I always think about that when I leave, when I go to do things with the business, how would I represent my grandparents? You know, always put them on the front end of how would they want me to represent them. It's not representing them right, or I'm just going out there so someone can say that that's that Watson boy. No, I'm going out there for them to look at that Clan Watson grandson. He was raised right. So that's what keeps me motivated, and that's why I have a strong work ethic because I stay focused on what's got me here.
I hear you. Well, before we take a call, I this is so rich, and you, believe it or not, just gave me a title for a sermon, so I'm going to put that one. So anybody hearing that when you hear that come up again, you know, who are you representing when you leave this house? Wow, I like that. I'm going to steal that one. I hope you don't mind. But before we go to break, I want to ask you this last question. When it comes down to your business life, because I'm hearing some of the building blocks to what has developed Mr. Charles Watson, what is it that caused you to say, you know, of all the things I can do with this career of mine, with this education, because you are very educated, which is a blessing. You've got this strong background in organizational management where you're holding a bachelor's and a master's. What caused you to go that direction for all the things that you could have done in life? Talk to us a little bit about that.
Well, I mean, I always want to be a businessman, you know, and myself. You know, I have a different mindset when becoming a businessman. You know, my mindset, you know, I'm always, you know, thinking ahead of time. I'm always looking at the end result, you know, and credit to the military, because after 22 years of serving the military, one thing that I didn't believe in, I didn't believe that corporate Americans, okay, would pay Charles Watson for what I knew I was worth. So in order for me to earn what I was worth, I had to go in and create something that I can generate debt. Because I understand that corporate Americans, they're going to pay you just enough, okay? As we always say in the arena, to keep you from quitting, you don't work just hard enough to keep them from firing you. You know?
That's right. I hear you. Been there, done that.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
But I knew that they would not pay me for what I thought I was worth. See, I always believe that if my name is not on the building, I'm building someone else a dream.
That's
See,
all right.
I don't want to build someone else's dream. You know, I would do this temporarily to get to where I'm going, but I didn't want this to be my ultimate goal where I'm spending 450 years building someone else's dream. So in order for that to happen, then I have to step away from corporate America. I appreciate it, not knocking people who are in corporate America, by no shadow of a doubt, I'm not knocking people. It's Charles Watson. I just didn't see corporate America paying me what I thought that I was worth. Okay, that's why I decided to go the route that I'm going right now. So my dream, as you know, as being a speaker, is helping and educating other young men. I do a lot of mentoring with the young men. I want to make sure they understand that you have other routes that they can go, other avenues, and other things to overcome the things they're facing.
I hear you. Wow, that is rich, and I do relate. I mean, that's a topic in itself when it comes down to corporate America, which you pointed out is a great option, but it's not the wherewithal. It's not everything, especially when you know you have purpose and destiny. And so much has been instilled in you. Yeah, it can be good. I did that whole corporate America thing too. But after a while, for me, it was 9/11, quite honestly, that made me say, okay, let me look at my life, because although the money is there for the level of management I was in, the joy was not there. You know, it was about you know, the prestige of it. And I had to do that internal look and say, you know, what am I doing exactly with my existence? And when I took that look, that's when I decided, okay, it's time to leave corporate America and be true to self, like you pointed out, and start to live out your worth, even when we find that that means one of the things is monetarily receiving what you could actually achieve. So I get that 100%. That's good. That's really rich. So for a little bit, we're going to take a little bit of a break. So Mr. Watson, who we're going to drain dry tonight, can get an opportunity to get a second breath. And then we're going to take a call from our caller. So 1 second, guys, we're going to be right with you. If you're just tuning in, this is You Land Alive, and we have our guest here, Mr. Charles Watson, sharing his life story and his business successes with us. And on the other side of this break, we're going to take a call. All right, guys. Land Alive, and we are speaking with Mr. Charles Watson, who is sharing his life story and also his business successes with us. So, Mr. Watson, we were just talking about some of the things in business life that, you know, accomplishments, and we shared a little bit about the history and the background. One of the things that I wanted to kind of bring up with us as we get ready to take the second call, so to give you some thought on this, is what inspires you and motivates you. So sort of wrap your brain around that as we take this first caller. And we're going to take a call. Hello, and welcome to You Land Alive. You're on air. Who are we speaking with? Hello, you're on Your Land Alive. Okay, that one I guess didn't work out. Let me just close that one out. Next. Hello, you're on Your Land Alive and you're on air. Who are we speaking with? Hello, you're on Your Land Alive. Yeah. Hello, you're on Your Land Alive. Okay, I guess they can't understand or something's going on there. Hello, you're on Your Land Alive. We're here live with you on the air. Who are we speaking with? Hello, you're on Your Land Alive. Okay, well, we're going to move right on from our caller then. Mr. Watson, you want to fill us in on what your thought would be in reference to you are inspired. What are you inspired by? What motivates you in life? We know you've got this wonderful, rich background on how your parents raised your grandparents in this case and some of the experiences you've had from the military. But of all those hardships and even things that have happened in your life that have caused you to kind of dig in, what is it that gives you that strength on days when you don't want to dig in? What inspires you? What motivates you?
Well, to be honest with you, I'm actually a self-motivated person. I really don't need no one to motivate me. You know, I'm self-motivated because I understand. You know, I understand that things do happen. And I think that motivates me the most because, I mean, it may sound weird, but my challenge or struggle, that's what motivates me. Okay, when I'm facing a challenge or something I have to get done, a struggle that I'm going through, that motivates me. And the reason why it motivates me, because I know within that challenge or struggle that on the outside of it, it's a satisfaction coming through. I use things, thoughts to motivate me. I don't use, you know, someone to motivate me by speaking to me because, I mean, you have to change the way you're thinking because a person can speak to you all day. If you don't recalibrate your mind, then that's just going past you. So you have to recalibrate your thinking, you know, in order to receive that. So me personally, by me doing that, I'm a self-motivated person, so I know how to recalibrate my thinking, recalibrate my mind, and I focus on things that, you know what, that would stress a person out, what I look at as a small thing. So I looked at my struggle and my challenges, and I said, okay, this will motivate me. What is the positive side within the struggle? And I find that positive side, and I focus on that, then I move forward.
Wow. You know, and that takes a mind that has really worked out some of the details of life, differentiating between what is actually a perceived threat for my success and my well-being and what actually is a positive for me. So that takes some brain work. You got to be digging in and seeing, you know, what am I really believing about myself and my environment and my circumstance? Because it's not natural, quite honestly, for us to just be inspired and self-motivated. That's a skill in itself. Is that making sense to you?
Yes, absolutely.
What are your thought process on that?
I mean, it makes all the sense in the world because that's what I focus on. You know, I focus on, I mean, that's what gets me going, you know.
Wow.
I read books, you know, I'm always reading, I'm always writing. In fact, when I started writing my book, I used to be at 3 o'clock in the morning. Soon a thought comes to me, and my wife used to laugh at me because when we was going to the gym, I'm on the elliptical machine. And I'm on my phone just typing because a thought came to me, and I'm trying to elaborate on it right quick. And she couldn't understand why I spend a whole hour, you know, on my phone typing. And so I told her, babe, I'm writing a book. You know, this is when I do my best work, you know, when it first hit me. You know, so it just takes that thought to come to me, to motivate me and understand, you know, the end result of it, then I move forward. But, yes, absolutely, you hit it right on the head.
Wow, that's what I call that brain that never turns off. That's awesome,
never.
Where you're constantly getting ideas and thoughts for your future.
Yeah.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Yolanda Live, and we are live with Mr. Charles Watson, who is sharing his business success and his life success with us. And we're also gaining some insight as to the motivations and the positivity of those who are successful. So I'm glad that we're having this conversation. We're going to take another call. Caller, I guess I don't have names, but I do have numbers, so I'm going to just shout out there. You're a 678 number. I'm going to have you go live. You are live with Yolanda Live. Who am I speaking with? Hello? I don't know if something's going on with the line or what, but folks are there. We got lots of folks on the line. There we go. Hi, how are you?
Can you hear me?
This is Yolanda, and you're on Yolanda Live. I hear you well.
Yolanda.
Yes, your name?
Awesome. This is Tony Strickland of Atlanta, Georgia. How are you doing?
I'm fine. Hi, Tony. Good to hear your voice.
Awesome.
And did you have a comment or a question for Mr. Watson or our guest myself?
I do. I just have a comment to say, Mr. Charles Watson. I just want to give him a shout-out to how he is an impeccable leader. I'm talking about he doesn't turn you away or anything. So he's a man that you can call on, even though he's busy. But he still has time out for you to answer your questions. And he pours so much into you at the same time. And he just makes you feel like he gives you the encouragement that you can do this, and he inspires me, and he welcomes me in. And I just want to tell him I love him. I love him and his wife. I love his leadership, and I can't wait till he reaches the epitome of the success that he so desires and deserves. And I just want to tell him I love him. I appreciate him so much.
Wow.
Oh, wow, that's rich. Mr. Watson, please, say something.
Yes. Hey, wow. The Strickland, I mean, that's awesome. You know, I had the opportunity to spend some time with Ms. Strickland, you know, and what she failed to say is that she's a dynamic lady herself who's doing some big things, you know, and anytime you got someone who's coachable, teachable, you know, and trainable, then that's a good recipe for success, you know, and she fixed that recipe. So it was easy for me to work with her or mentor her because she was open to receive information. She didn't understand at that moment, but she did understand that, hey, I know when Mr. Watson talking to you about it, and that the greatness can come out of it. So she understood that concept. So I appreciate it, Ms. Strickland. I appreciate you as a person, you know, as a friend, and, you know, we love you too.
Awesome. Thank you, Ms. Tony Strickland, for giving us the call. And, you know, Mr. Watson, you said something I think that was rich. You said she was coachable, she was teachable, she was trainable and open to receive. You know, I couldn't have put that simpler. You know, we need that when it comes down to having a change in thought process and change in belief systems. because we do have to go against the grain of what we've been taught if that thing was limiting or if it was something that was causing us to be stuck in a rut in our lifestyles. So, yeah, I think we're going to need to be able to approach the new information, the new experiences that we have in life with that attitude of being open to receive and being trainable, understanding that whatever information I have is not all of it. You know, I've gotten as far as a doctorate already, and I already know whatever training I have is not the pinnacle. There's still more, right? So I agree 100% when you mention these particular words that they are important to a person becoming coachable, becoming the person that they want to be, especially when it comes down to life success and being able to overcome in life. So that is rich. I do appreciate that. And we will take another caller. Let's see. We've got another set of callers here. You guys have been so patient. I do appreciate your patience. Caller on 248 is your zip code. You're on Yolanda Live. Hello, you're on Yolanda Live. Okay. Some of these folks might be kind of walking away from their phones for a second. Hello, you're on Yolanda Live. Thank you for your patience. Hello? Okay, that one is not live either, huh? Okay, well, we're going to skip around then. Hello, you're on Yolanda Live. Your name? Hello, you're on Yolanda Live. Okay, so these folks are kind of taking a break. All right, let's go down here to the... Hello, you're on Yolanda Live. Your name? Hello? Maybe we've got some folks with stage fright because we've got a whole lot of people on the line, Mr. Watson, a whole lot, and for whatever reason they're not kind of speaking up to us. Okay, well, I will put this person on the line too, and let's try one more, and we're going to get back to our conversation. Hello, you're on Yolanda Live. Who are we speaking with? Hello, you're on Yolanda Live. Okay, someone's trying. I think their line is bad because they. I hear the voice, but we'll keep going. We'll go, keep right on. Okay. Well, as I was going to say, all right. So we were talking. Just in case you guys are, I see people are coming in on the line. Just in case you're getting with us just now, this is Yolanda Live, and we're talking with Mr. Watson, Charles Watson, who's an accomplished businessman, mentor, motivational speaker, and author. He mentioned earlier about his book, and I would like for him to share a little bit about that book with us today because that would be great to understand. So, Mr. Watson, talk to us. You mentioned that you wrote a book. Talk to us about the book. What's the title? Where can we get it? What's going on there?
I wasn't going to go into that, but but no. Yes,
well, you know I'm nosy. I have that.
I know. the title of my book is Black in Tomorrow versus Black in Yesterday. And it's an inspiration book. It's a motivation book. It's to inspire young men. One of the things I talk about a lot, you know, I started out the chapter at some of the things that you heard me talk about earlier. I tell my story, my best friend's story, and some other things within the book. But my second chapter, which is called how to incarceration, how to eliminate your race reproduction system. I talked about how to person eliminate a race reproduction system. Now, I give an example in the book how you eliminate it. I talk about a young black man who's 20 years old commit a crime where he's incarcerated for 20-plus years. About time he released from prison, we're looking at him being about 45 years old. So at the age of 45, what is your chances or having kids, you know, continue your offspring, your chances have been eliminated. Yeah. And that's one of the ways to eliminate your race reproduction system because if you're not able to reproduce, you know, then you're eliminated. So I talked about that, you know, especially I'm talking to young black men. I've talked a lot about the system, you know, I talked about modern-day slaves, you know, versus modern-day masters, you know. There's a lot of things I get deep into to bring the awareness to the young men so they can say, you know what, maybe I need to rethink what I'm doing. One of the chapters I talked about is the power in the dollar, meaning that, you know, how do you recirculate your money? You know, where's your money? How can money leave out of black community at one time? You know, I talked about you know, investing your money. I talked about, you know, why things happen and how you break that curse that's been imposed among us by the way we're thinking. So I talked about that. Talks about the renewing of the mind, which is a powerful, powerful chapter. I mean, I get deep into how you renew your mind. I talk about, I do a parallel with your mind to a computer, but I really get deep into renewing of your mind. And all of my chapters start with a foundation scripture. And in the chapter, I have live testimonies, or what should I say, testimonies. And it's just from the beginning to the end, it's an awesome book. One of the, you hear me talking about a lot, Satisfaction Within Your Struggle. I actually have a chapter that chapter's named Satisfaction Within Your Struggle. You know, and then end, which is my last chapter, chapter 10, Black and Tomorrow, I have the acronym broke down for Black and Tomorrow, what that represents for us, the dictionary version, and then a Black perspective version. So this is a very, very powerful book. I mean, everyone that I that read some of the insert, I'm blown away. Yes. So
well,
we
I'm blown away from the topics because it sounds completely involved and like it has several pieces to it that really deal with the systemic issues in the Black community and even in how we think generally, and that's broad. That's not just the Black community. That's a lot of us, right?
Absolutely.
Wow.
Absolutely.
That's fairly rich.
So,
and if you're just tuning in, we're talking. You want to go?
No.
Go right ahead.
No, I apologize. We'll be looking at it being released around Thanksgiving.
Oh, good, good. So we have something to look forward to, family. We've got a book coming out, and we've got to make sure we get our hands on that. Yes, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to You Land Alive, and we're with Mr. Charles Watson, who is sharing his successes and his life story with us, and soon to be talking to us about some of the ventures that he is involved in as well. So Mr. Watson, we're talking about so many important points tonight on how you've come to be the well-prepared leader and businessman that you are. This leads me to a very applicable question concerning thinking patterns and beliefs. And I think you touched on it a bit just a second ago when you were talking about the chapters in your book. We understand that successful people don't just happen, right, that they're developed. And when we think about that, people like yourself are people developers, really, when we think about it. What are you thinking? What in your life pattern, what are you seeing is important when it comes down to the development of leaders, of successful people?
Well, I understand, and you take the word out of my mouth, but I understand that success is not by accident. You know, a lot of people think, success just happens, just pop in your life, oh, I'm successful. No, it's the way I thought our plan. You know, you had to put work in it, and, you know, you had to go through some failure in order to become successful. And that's the part people don't see. So what people always see, they see the glory, but they don't see the pain. They don't understand what it took you to get to where you're at. They don't understand. They look at you as always been successful. No, it's always some struggle leading up to that success. You know, that's the part you don't see. That's the part you don't see the work at. You don't see me being up 3 o'clock in the morning, you know, getting up 6 o'clock in the morning, traveling all across the country, doing the things I'm doing to share the Now We Know campaign. People doesn't see that. They just see now. But, you know, Mr. Watson, you've done a lot of phenomenal things, working with a lot of good people, but they don't understand what it took. And that's why my people that I work with now, my team members, my business partner, they call me the energized butter for some reason. But because I'm always on the go, and I have fun, you know.
Yeah.
Success is about having fun. I don't take everything serious. It's serious about what I do, but my mind is thinking different. Can I have fun at what I'm doing? You know, and that's why I always say success is not by accident. If you expect that to happen, it's just not going to happen. If you know me, Dr. Davis, everything that Charles Watson, that I do, I'm strategic planning, you know. In fact, everything is calculated. I mean, it's calculated. I understand the numbers. I understand what I want. I understand what it's going to take me to get there. And I understand the course of the action. Okay? I understand that you just can't set goals but don't have a course of action. Okay? Those course of action, guess what happened? I set benchmark because I want to gauge my success as I continue going. See, I can't expect this to happen for the day, but don't do nothing the rest of the month. I said benchmark. If you're losing weight, for example. My wife and I had this conversation yesterday for losing weight. If you want to lose a certain amount of weight in 6 months, okay, then you can't get frustrated when you only lose so many in a week. So that's when you're benchmark.
That's right.
You continue pressing. Yeah, you continue pressing that, and you see where some adjustments need to be made, then you make them. That's why the benchmark is important. Well, it's like in life. Your benchmark in life is important in anything that you're doing. Okay, that's why we're doing the things that we're doing, having a lot of success, and everything that we so in the past, everything that we've been a part of, we definitely had a lot of success, and that's because we understand structure, we understand a game plan. You have to have a game plan, and anything that you're doing, your life is a game plan. Okay, and you also have to make sure that you understand that things don't happen. See, when you understand the end result or whatever you're looking for. Or whatever you're trying to achieve, and you understand the end result. Anything in between doesn't matter because it's going to happen. So you understand that, so you set a plan how to work around that because you understand where you're going.
Right.
So those are stepping blocks. So you don't let that knock you off your path, okay? You stay focused on the end result.
You just hit us with so much education. I felt like I was in one of my master's classes. That's just rich. And this is one of those times when you definitely need a pen and paper because those are integral pieces to success. You mentioned, having that benchmark, which is awesome. One of the things that I tend to think about when I discuss benchmarks and moving forward in your goals is I say, picture you're on the highway. And you get on that highway, if you're driving down, if you're in Pennsylvania, you guys know what I'm saying, you're driving down 78 and you're trying to figure out where you are. Well, that's what those mile markers are for. They're benchmarks to let you know where you are in your progress to where you're going on your journey. And you'll know where you're getting off at. Those exits are those interval goals. This is where I'm trying to get. I get off at this exit to head to where I'm going because this exit is that first leg of the goal for where I need to go. So it just makes life simpler when we understand that these things that we want in life don't just fall in our laps. We have to be strategic about it. We have to plan. We have to prepare. We can't get in the car without gas, right? We've got to prepare. So I think what you're saying is absolutely important. We've got to kind of count the cost. The scripture even says, shall a man go to war and not count the cost? You have to know how many people are on your team, how many people you need on your team. What all do I need to ensure that I'm being my best self and accomplishing the things that I want to accomplish? So I agree with you on that altogether. And it sounds like to me you've been actually teaching some of this stuff because that was just in the gun, ready to go.
Yeah.
That was good. That was really good. I like that.
When you live it, it's easy to do. My mind is always, you are here. We all are here to be a blessing to someone else, and in order for me to be a blessing to someone else, and I had to understand that.
Mm-hmm. I hear you. Well, moving right along before we take another break, let me just kind of address something you hinted at earlier, but we didn't get into too deeply. You mentioned setbacks. And you were talking about some of the failures in life. And sometimes we get hit with setbacks and we feel like that's the end of it. It's denial. We can't have that goal. But I say often to those in my own community, delay is not denial. So what is your thought process? What can you tell us about when we do fail, when we do experience setbacks? What would you say to us about that?
Well, that is a temporary process. That's just a temporary process to let you know that something better coming for you. Like I said, you always find out, okay, what's the positive side of this setback? Okay, what can I learn from this? Okay, if I learn this, how do I move forward with it? I never looked at a setback as permanent, I always looked at it as temporarily. So anything temporarily, if that's what it means, that you can move forward, just not right now. You're facing some challenges now, maybe you want to revisit what you're doing. Maybe you want to expand your horizon on how you're thinking about things. How can I, maneuver around this? How can I avoid this? What caused this? And when you get to the root of it, you see, you have to get to the root of it because once you get to the root of it, you know how to isolate it. But as long as you're on the surf of it and the surf is just being stuck in, that's a setback. I had a failure. No, you had to surf of it. Get to the root. Or what causing that setback. And once you identify the root, now you know what to do in order to move forward, to make that a blessing for you.
Amen. That was another sermon. All right. I'm going to have to take that one too. That's good stuff. And you're right. It is temporary. And we have to think about what we're thinking in reference to that that impasse we find ourselves at. I think that is absolutely rich to get to the root of it. Sometimes it's the emotion of the thing that we let actually grab us and keep us stagnant so that we can't move forward. We might feel down. We might feel like we ourselves are a failure because this particular process didn't work out. when they're two totally different things. The project or the process is not me, it's that. It's the project. I am somebody who God has said is worthy. So, you know, those are some of the things that I think we might be getting lost in at times in reference to our thinking patterns and our belief patterns. We feel like we are our literal successes. And if we're not succeeding, then we're not worthy as people. That's a whole other ballgame. But it's important to note that this sometimes is some of the thinking that we have when we venture out to try and accomplish our goals and our visions. We just stop when we feel like, oh, my gosh, the world is not agreeing with me, so, you know, I must not be worth it. Some of your thoughts on that.
I mean, absolutely right. You know, a lot of times people get emotion attached, what I call. And emotion attached means that you're living into your emotion, you know, and that's never good. You know, because anytime you're doing things out of emotion, then you're going to act out of emotion. And that normally don't come out good. We always say, gather your emotion, relax, calm down, take a deep breath, okay? And then you gather your thoughts. A lot of people react in their emotion, and that's why they face the things they're facing with challenging, more challenging stress and things in their life because they're acting out of emotion versus to say, you know what? Mm-hmm. And for example, just look at it this way. You know, anything happened, you know, to one of my kids, for example, or something, how should I put this? Something terrible happened to one of my kids. The first thing, my reaction is going to be out of emotion. That's my kid. You know what? I'm going to do something about this. I'm going to go handle this business. I'm going to take care of this out of emotion. But as the days goes on, as you relax and calm down and start seeing through it, you're not as hype about your emotion as you was then because you actually let the digest, you know, settle down and stop reacting out of emotion. And just react, you know, from a pure heart.
I love it. And you know, we can always grow in our emotions. That's one of the great things
about
life. We have those opportunities to correct. You know, one of the things that I've always said to myself in my own patterns is if at first it doesn't come out the way I wanted it to, which is usual, then it's okay. Just go readdress it. It's okay. You have that permission. You have that ability, and we should use it. You know, when we were kids, we learned if at first you don't succeed, try again. Remember that? And that's the truth even as adults. There's no once and done. We have this life. We have breath. We get the opportunity today to take a deep breath and breathe, like you mentioned earlier. Well, you know, that in itself, if we sat with that for a couple of seconds, is empowering because there are those who didn't get that opportunity today. And we stand out as monuments of people who have opportunity to actually live and have our being and explore life and accomplish. So I think that is a very strong point to make and when it comes down to successes. I want us to take a quick break. We're going to take another break, and this is Yolanda Live. For those who are just calling in, because I see that there are more people entering in to the phone queue, we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to segue into some of the bigger accomplishments that Mr. Watson has been able to endeavor. So we want to share those things with you, and we're going to talk about them just when we return here on Yolanda Live. Welcome back to Yolanda Live. We're taking short breaks so that Mr. Watson can catch his breath because we're just trying to wring him dry today of information. But we're talking with Mr. Charles Watson about his rich background and his great successes. And up to now, we've been talking about just that, his background and his thinking process. Mr. Watson, I want to segue into what you're up to now and what things you're doing in your entrepreneurship, because we know you're a strong entrepreneur and you have done some very monumental, and I do mean in every sense of the word, monumental things in your business world. Talk to us a little bit about this campaign that you're involved in called the Now We Know campaign. Tell us about that.
Yes, ma'am. The Now We Know campaign is a campaign that a business partner of mine, we actually spearheaded. The Now We Know campaign is a movement, okay? It's a movement. And what we're doing, we're bringing awareness and educating our women for the possible things that affect them that could possibly affect them, you know, along the line of sanitary napkins. We're educating them, and not only that, we're just bringing awareness so they can understand that it's a better choice. You know, leading up to now, our women's owner had one choice, okay, and that's what has been exposed to them. What we're doing, we're exposing them to a more, premier sanitary napkin, okay, and that's what we're exposing our women to right now. We're just educating them so they can, you know, make a better decision. And what we do know is that people all across the country who had the opportunity to be in the focus group to actually see the campaign live, they're blown away. I've been traveling across the country since January, from east to west, south to north. In fact, we'll be in Detroit, Michigan on the 26th. I leave from there going to Florida, leave from there going to Houston, then to Jamaica. So we're doing a lot of wonderful things with this campaign. This campaign is actually bringing men and women, you know, their wives and children together. In fact, I was talking to a friend of mine, he was saying that how the communication, you know, has been established in the household, because now we men, we understand what you ladies have been going through during your feminine flow time. You know, myself,
Amen.
You know, when
Amen.
My wife was when my wife, you know, was going through her feminine flow, you know, men, you know, we clowned it, you know, not knowing what you got was going through. My friend and I used to go on a golf course, you know, laugh, and they're like, what's going on, y'all, man? You know, she's tripping. That's what we used to say, man. You know, she's tripping, man. What's going on that time of the month?
You guys are saying.
Yeah, but not knowing what you guys are facing, the pain that you guys are in, you know, the things that you guys are going through. So now we have a new profound respect for the women. That's why you see men now taking the lead on this. Men is out there on the forefront, you know, making sure that we spread the word, because we've been in denial for so many years. Then we took up on ourselves, said, you know what, we're going to go out here and spread the word with the campaign so people can know that they are a better choice. And one of the things that we talked about right now during the campaign is that our women have a choice. Ladies on the call, you have a choice. Your choice
Amen.
Is to be dry or wet. You can be
That's
comfortable
right.
or uncomfortable during the time of the month. Okay,
yeah,
so we are educating the women and doing live demonstrations so they can see you can choose exhibit A or you can choose exhibit B. Dry
Amen.
Or wet, okay?
I hear
and
you.
And our tagline.
I hear you. And let me just.
Uh-huh.
Go ahead, your tagline. Go ahead and say it. Yes.
Our tagline is.
I wanted to segue into something.
Love the way you
feel. Yep. Love the way you feel. Oh, okay. Oh, that's a blessing.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you, we can love the way we feel. This is as a female on the line, which is awesome. I got an opportunity to actually witness one of those events in Philadelphia not long ago, and my mind was blown. My husband, Thomas Davis, shout out to Minister Davis out there, he actually took me to one. And I was thrilled because I'm very pragmatic, and if something makes sense, it makes absolute sense. And so he's sitting on,
right.
you know, on his hands wondering what I'm thinking. And I just sat there with very little reaction, and then he says, what are your thoughts? I said, well, it's a no-brainer. What do we got to talk about? There's nothing to talk about. When it makes sense, it makes sense. Women haven't had, like you pointed out, many options, and this was one that was an extremely healthy choice for us. And I love the way it's even made. The product is just it's astonishing, to say the least. It's well-made. It has who we are as females in mind. So I love that as one who has used the product since that day, literally, that I showed up. I tried to do everything I could to get everything in my hands before I left there. So that was very exciting for me. The other layer to this that I absolutely love, Mr. Watson, and you spoke to it a little bit, and I'm sure you can elaborate some, is that the men are actually in the forefront. you know, I know some people are wondering, like, well, you know, with the woman thing, but, you know, why aren't they the ones leading the pack? And I do believe that there are some out there leading the pack, but the fact that we have such a heavy male presence advocating for women is, it's like a blanket of security. That's the best way I can put it.
Right.
For the
right,
female
absolutely.
Population. And I am absolutely floored. When I walked into the room in Philadelphia and saw the male presence, you don't know the joy that hit me, because it does speak to a bigger picture when we talk about the whole awareness concerning women's issues, about communication opening up, reconciliation in being able to talk about things that had been taboo up until this moment. So this is really rich to me. Can you speak to this as to, you know, what your thoughts are when it comes down to just the community now that we have in the home, between husbands and wives, daughters and their fathers, and then the family coming together and discussing these very real issues that we're going to face from day to day? Talk to us a little bit about that.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. I mean, it's a blessing. It's definitely a blessing. My family, we all on board, my daughter, my wife. I mean, we work as a team. You know, we actually spread the campaign. One of the things that it's doing is actually allowing a lot of men is actually excited about the cherished pad. You know, I mean, you see people on Facebook holding the cherished pad. Men, now, typical men just
yeah.
really do that. For example, myself, you know, I had to go to Walmart when everybody else gone by 12 o'clock and go to that side of the out and, you know, and purchase with my daughter down. Now, there's no shame in my game because I understand what you guys are going through. So to open up that dialogue, you know, you women are able to educate us, you know, on what you guys went through, what you're currently going through now. Case in point, I'm using this as an example. I have a young lady who's a business partner of mine, and she had the opportunity to try the Cherish Pad. Okay, prior to trying the Cherish Pad, she was telling me that, she said, "Mr. Watson, you know, my flow is so heavy that I have to wear a tampon and a sanitary napkin, you know, together." She said, "I was shut down for 3 days. I mean, she was just miserable, couldn't do nothing, taking Advil pills, so many cramps." Then she was introduced to the Cherish Pad. She wore those for two consecutive months. Auto pain minimized. She went from tampon to the Cherish Pad. She forgot that she was wearing the pad. And she was doing her activity like nothing happened, okay? The next month, she ran out of Cherish Pad. She started using the one that she was using before. All the symptoms she had prior to the Cherish Pad came back.
Wow.
And she said, "Mr. Walker, I never used
I can believe that.
Pad the Cherish Pad." Yes. So these are the testimonies that we're getting.
That.
Women are open. Yes, they're open to tell the men to let us know. Now we're able to take our story and go out and share it with someone else who can relate to it. And that's why it's very important the things that we're doing right now. We're able to open up that dialogue so we can actually educate not only ourselves, but educate the women out there too. Men are educating you guys now.
Well, you know, it's great because we get to have a better experience in relationship in reference to just being one, you know, and having that comfort in knowing that this person not only is standing next to me but understands me, which is a whole other ball game, and not only empathizes but cares in a deeper way than prior. Because now they have this insight that they had not had before. And what I've been hearing is about the reduction in time for that monthly flow for women who are using it in my office. I have a practice where I'm doing Christian counseling and holistic health consulting. And I, you know, have seen some of my own folks get on it, and they are thrilled because we're seeing a difference in the experience. You're definitely seeing a difference, and I'm loving hearing that encouragement. So this is definitely a good thing because it's holistic in its approach. Even though we're talking about the monthly flow, it's holistic in what it is producing in the family unit and even in that community. And this is something I think, especially for our community as people of color, that is long overdue, where we could have this deeper conversation about something so intimate and so important.
Right. Now, and one of the things that we want people to understand, we want you to do your own independent research, okay?
Amen.
We don't bash
That's
no
good.
Other company.
Yes.
Yeah, we don't bash no other company. We don't down no other company. Only thing we ask
That's
you
right.
is to do your own independent research on the makeup what you are currently using right now, okay?
That's it,
You do your research, you identify some things that you never knew existed. But do your own independent research. One of the links that you can go to nowwenow.net. It's spelled N-O-W-W-E-N-O, not K-N-O-W, but N-O.net. N-O-W-W-E-N-O.net. And what you will find out later when you go to that website, everything that you need to know about the Cherish Premier Sanitary Napkin, everything you need to know what we are introducing to this side of the world. Also, what you'll find out on that website, you will find a fact link tell you everything you need to know about what you're currently using. So we highly encourage you to do that just to educate yourself so you can be aware of what's going on. But you want to educate yourself because once you know better, you can do better.
That's right. That's right. I love that. You know better, you can do better. And we tell our children that all the time. And I think as adults, that's something we need to live by as well. And this is, like I said, I think it's a long overdue thing. I am in love with the idea and with the product. It's great. I myself use it, so I'm thrilled by it. Tell me a little bit about the background. How did you find Inspire? I understand you're one of the founding members. Talk to us about this wonderful thing that's happening in our communities now.
Wow. Wow. Inspired and a blessing. a close friend of mine who happened to be one of my best friends actually introduced me to Inspire. We've been working in Inspire since back in October when we first introduced last October. We didn't have a name. We didn't have a name of the product. We didn't have a name of the company. Only thing we had was the concept. We had the one of the co-founders, who happened to be Mr. Don Lamar Coleman, seeing the vision by himself. Everything started with him. He didn't have no one to actually to talk to or to communicate to see what is a better decision. He seen that the vision, and just by him looking at that vision, it took a leg of its own. And that led us to become a mission-driven people. Okay, Inspire is changing. I mean, it's changing a lot of people's lives. It's changing how we do business every day. We always say we're mission-driven people because we end for the people, okay? In fact, you know, our product and the company, it actually takes the back seat to the campaign. See, we're spearheading everything with the Now We Know campaign. You'll never hear us leading out with anything about the company. It's all the way about the Now We Know campaign. Now, I know your listener may be asking, you know, why not lead with the company? And the reason why we don't lead with the company because we understand what we call cost marketing, okay? A lot of companies wrap their campaign and their mission around a cause. So we was able to wrap the Now We Know around a cause, which is our mission and company, took a back seat to. So we was able to wrap that because of the cost market. Now we're able to move just based on the campaign. Now what happened in that? How did that lead us to the next step? Well, listen to this here. Our company, in less than 90 days, we were positioned, actually one of the nominees, for the Rice Award, okay? The Rice Award actually stands for Raising in the Community Excellence. And it's given to organizations that who have a significant impact on the community, okay? And it's a very, very powerful award. We've been nominees as one of the health and wellness, okay? But you can vote. If you want to vote, just go to thericeaward.com and click up on the health and wellness, and you'll see Inspire Network. Inspire Network.
Wow.
That campaign has been so powerful, Dr. Davis, that it's allowing us to open other doors. It's allowing us to bench off into different things. This is how powerful is Now We Know campaign because now we're just not selling something, we're educating people. You know, a couple months ago, about 3 months ago, you and I talked about it, Dr. Davis. About 3 months ago, I was invited to a private event in Fort Lauderdale. It was about 30 people in the room, business owners, the commissioner, the mayor. And the keynote speaker was the Prime Minister of Jamaica. Okay? Mr. Wayne Hall and myself, you know, had the opportunity to speak to the Prime Minister of Jamaica 101. Now, understand the Prime Minister wife is like the First Lady because the country of Jamaica does not have a president, they have a Prime Minister at the head of the state. So we had the opportunity to speak to the Prime Minister wife. And as I was sharing her the Now We Know campaign, the things that were affecting her, affecting our country, we assumed that it happened the same thing in her country. And one of our mission is to launch into her country in the upcoming month. And I will be coming over there to actually launch the Now We Know campaign. And not only that, host focus groups so we can actually educate her people on what's going on with the Now We Know campaign and the things they're faced with. Now, I went into a little more detail, some of the things that I can't elaborate on now because of certain, you know, guidelines
right
now. But I went into a little more detail mm-hmm with her, and she was so blown away, Dr. Davis, she gave us one of her business cards.
I can imagine.
She said,
imagine.
She said, when you guys come to my country, you know, notify me so we can sit. Now, Dr. Davis stole a step
wow
forward there. That next week, the Prime Minister's wife had her on the phone with her right-hand lady. Last week, Mr. Hall and myself was on the phone with her top security. And he's trying, in the process, or reaching out to the Prime Minister's wife to have a direct line to her and trying to set up something where we can do a one-on-one, a private event, or invite her to the focus group when we fly to Jamaica. That's how powerful this Now We Know campaign is, Dr. Davis. It's a very, very powerful campaign because now we're attracting a lot of people all across the country. Just not here, but all across the country because of the thing that we're doing right now. In fact, we're headed to Houston. You and I talked about it earlier on the 2nd of October. Keep in mind, we're mission-driven people. We always drive in the mission, but we're a people person. I mean, it's a people business. And we're actually going to Houston for the hurricane relief. We're supposed to win, but the other hurricane stopped us from doing that. So we are going on the 2nd of October to assist and do everything that we can to help that community. And this is what Inspire is all about.
Wonderful. I am loving what I'm hearing. And you know, you talked about the Rice Award, just backing up a little bit and coming down to the last point. The Rice Award is a prestigious award. I did get an opportunity to go to the website myself and look. And just as a footnote, if you're going to vote for the Rice Award, you're going to have to vote in every category for your vote to be valid. So I think that's something that's important to point out. But the Rice Award is a wonderful nod to just how much was accomplished in such a short period of time for this very astronomical campaign and product line that has come through this company. I think it speaks a lot when it comes down to credibility and reliability and the integrity of the product. I think it really says a lot to that point because that's not an easy thing to obtain, which is really great. And you spoke of basically having to travel through, I think I lost track. How many states? We're talking Houston, Georgia, Michigan, Florida. Did I miss somebody in the next how many days?
We will be in Jamaica for a week. So, I mean, we are.
And Jamaica.
I mean, we're not slowing up. Yes. In fact, we're supposed to be in Huntsville, Alabama this coming weekend. We're still working the issue out on that, but we're on the go. You know, we're all about this campaign, spreading the word to make sure that the women are educated.
So there is an obvious need for this awareness and for the changes that take place as a result of having this knowledge come into the communities that you're entering. People are hungry for it because they're calling for you to show up, which is wonderful. So your hands are really filled with this. And on top of this, we also have the Houston Relief. Talk to us a little bit about that. You're going to be in Houston for relief. We need some information on that. I was just praying about that earlier when we started this show.
Yeah. Well, what we're doing, we actually started GoFundMe with the company to raise money so we can donate to the relief. And not only that, we are taking thousands of sanitary napkins down there and you know, serving the community,
wonderful,
you know, for those that need it in that particular market. You know, and, of course, you know, I know corporate, you know, probably have some other things that we're going to do in order to support the community. But that's the main focus because we want to be able to give back to people who are in need during that time of month. So we want to make sure that, hey, if something going on, we have to stand by being a mission-driven company, you know, mission-driven people.
Right.
So we have to stand by, okay, let's go out and, you know, take care of the people and do everything that we possibly can. And so that's one of the things that we're doing, the reason why some of the core leaders are actually going down there. Of course, myself, the CEO of the company, both of the co-founders. So we all to be down there, and you know, it's just spreading some love.
Yeah, and, you know, it's so needed right now. I actually saw an article in the news, I want to say last week, in reference to this very need. Believe it or not, it's something we don't think about. When we think about disasters and relief, we don't think about something as simple as sanitary products. And I saw in the article that there was an astronomical need for sanitary products that women were really suffering as a matter of them being displaced from homes and having access to what they need during that time. So this is, I'm sure, going to be more than just showing up and handing out a few things. This is going to be healing for some lives, because this is a very intimate and personal matter for which women can really feel the love of others come through that kind of thought. Because whoever thinks of that, when we think relief, we're thinking water, food, a bed, you know, maybe some pants or something, but we never think about what's needed behind the scenes, those intimate pieces that are vital, just as vital as the other things that we need. So that has got to be a good feeling for you, knowing that you're making such a big difference in women's lives in those areas where they've been affected. That's pretty heavy.
Right. Absolutely.
Wonderful. Now, if we were interested in being able to donate, where would we go? Where could we get involved?
Well, in order to donate, we have a link. What your guests can do, who have invited them on the line, they can reach back out to that person, and they can connect them with the link that need to be that they can use to donate. I don't know off the top of my head the link itself, because it's a group. What do they call it? Yeah. We have that one that's staffed, so they can actually go to that that farming group, GoFarming group, yeah, and they can donate through that. That's the only means that we're receiving for that donation, because we do understand that other things that they would need besides, sanitary napkins, but we don't know. One thing we don't want people to do is bring a whole bunch of stuff, and just trying to give it, because it may not be their top priority, but they need right away. So we encourage
all your listeners. So we're streamlining that effort. Good. That's wonderful.
Absolutely.
Well, at this time, we've been talking with Mr. Watson of the Inspired Network, one of the founding members, I should say. And this has been a really great call so far. Right now, we're going to take a call and see what our callers have to say. If you have a testimony, we would love to hear from you. And if I click on your line, please just give speak up a little bit. We're going to be trying to get as much as we can in for calls. So right now, we're going to go to a caller, and we're going to have you speak with Mr. Watson briefly. And hello, this is Yolanda Live, and I am speaking to...
Hello,
Mr.
Davis.
Mr.
Watson.
Hello, Mr. Davis. How are you?
This is Mr. Watson.
Yes, sir. How you doing, Mr. Davis?
Good to hear your voice, sir. It's Mr.
Absolutely,
Davis.
All the time.
In full disclosure, everyone, Mr. Davis is my husband. He snuck in there. I didn't recognize his phone number. Look at that. Good to hear from you. And I hear you... calling in to encourage us. It's wonderful. Do you have any questions or any comments you'd like to make to Mr. Watson at this time?
More of a comment. I just want to represent just provoke the men that are listening, some brothers on the phone, to just really kind of be motivated to step up and to support their wives as they begin to become a part of them, become involved in this particular month during their cycle when they go through their monthly situations there. I remember the day when I don't know if you remember when I confronted you guys when I heard about the campaign, and it kind of messed me up, because I started thinking about when they asked me the question about your women in your life. And I thought about you guys and thought about my sister and nieces and other individuals, and it just messed me up. And so there's a quote by Einstein. He said that once the mind is stretched, it never returns back to its original state. And since I've been with the campaign, my mind has been stretched, has not returned back to its original state. So I just encourage the men to step up and really kind of be supportive there. So, Mr. Watson, my partner, I really support you, as you know.
We definitely
appreciate
thank
you so much here for calling in. Yeah, that was my husband, Mr. Thomas Davis. Thank you so much for calling in. And he is absolutely right. We did have an experience there where he was stretched. But once again, you see this particular topic becoming a connector in the family between the three of us. It's so funny. So now here we are, the three of us, myself, my husband, and my daughter in the house, and we're having these conversations. And though it's odd at first, it draws us into a deeper connection, which is really wonderful. So I appreciate his calling in to share that with us. Mr. Watson, did you have any comment to that?
Hey, I mean, I appreciate it. You know, this campaign is affecting a lot of men. So a lot of men, so like your husband, Mr. Davis, actually, you know, they stand what we're doing. I mean, it's really a no-brainer, you know, in a sense, you know. And the light bulb is coming on for the men, you know. I mean, that light bulb is coming on their head that, hey, if someone that I love the most needs to see this, needs to be a part of this. So I definitely relate to what he's saying.
Awesome. Well, we're going to try to take another caller, sneak them in there, because we are privileged to have Mr. Watson's time, and we don't want to take too much more of it. We're taking another caller. This is Yolanda Live, and you are live, and we are speaking to? Hello? Okay, so that caller is not with us. Okay. This is Yolanda Live, and you are live with us. Who are we speaking with? Hello, this is Yolanda Live.
Can you hear me?
Oh, yes, I can. Hello, and your name, sir?
My name is Norman Ray. How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing very good. And did you have a comment or a question for Mr. Watson or myself?
Well, I can tell you, I really don't have a comment, but I want to say one thing that I'm really overwhelmed with what I've heard tonight. I've been with Mr. Watson since 2001 as a business partner, and just to see the growth and how we have come full circle in business, I tell you that you have put a dynamic gentleman on the call tonight, and I trust every man that's on this call will take heed to everything that he has put forward. Because one of the things that I can tell you, and this is, you know, one thing you can't script. You can't script a man with a sincere heart.
Yeah.
And I just have to say that. I tell you, when he first spoke to me about Inspire, it was a no-brainer. I laughed about it. I got to be truthful, guys. I laughed, but I'm not laughing anymore. So I just want to say thank you to Mr. Watson. But I want to thank you, ma'am, for allowing this magnificent, honorable man to be on your show, because I really believe because of him being on your show, it's going to go to another level.
Well, we'll see. Bless God. I hope so. I'm hoping for that. And, you know, it is a good thing for the men to be calling. I appreciate your call, sir, and making a difference in the lives, really not just of your wives and your daughters and sisters and all, and your significant females, but even in your own lives, you know, because we're finding that, as Mr. Davis has said, once the mind is stretched, it doesn't return to its old state. And that's a good thing. So we grow just by the knowledge, the awareness, and this is what I love about the idea of it being a campaign of awareness, because once we bring that awareness, it has to change us in some way. It's got to give us a new level of thinking about the particular topic. So thank you so much for calling. Mr. Watson, did you want to put any thoughts on the last thoughts on that?
Oh, absolutely. That's one of my dear friends. That's one of my closest friends. Mr. Ray and I go a long way back. In fact, he actually retired from the military, too. We actually met in Fort Lee, and we've been knowing each other over 20 years. I mean, his family's dear to mine. I mean, we're like brothers. So, oh, yeah, absolutely. And he's been with me from thick and thin from day one, and I really appreciate him because he's been a blessing in my life. I call him my spiritual advisor. So he definitely blessed me in my life, and doing some big things, had a lot of success himself. So I mean, he speaks from the heart, and I love him to death.
Awesome. Well, for those of you who are calling in, because I still see callers coming in, you've been listening to Yolanda Live with your sister and friend, Dr. Yolanda Davis, speaking truth to troubled times. And we're so glad that you actually spent this time with us learning and growing and stretching, as Mr. Davis had put it. We hope your heart has been encouraged and your mind challenged and your life transformed with us today as a result of spending time with myself and Mr. Watson. And we want to thank Mr. Watson for spending such of his gracious time, his wisdom, his presence with us this evening. So if you're looking at more information in reference to this wonderful topic we've been talking about, go to the websites that we talked about. Mr. Watson mentioned the nowweknow.net internet website for you to check out any information and more informatics on the product, the mission, and you'll be educated. I'm thrilled about that. If you're wanting to know how to get involved, what do we do to get involved with all of this wonderful movement, go to the website, cherishinspiredhealth.com. That's Cherish, C-H-E-R-I-S-H, inspired with just an N, inspired health. .com, and you can get all the information you need there, even sign up as a distributor if you like. That's one of the things that we would love to do for you. If you're wanting to talk to myself, go on the website, which is wonderful, right here on Blog Talk Radio. You'll find all of my contact information, our website, www.hearttoheal.org, is going to give you all the information you need on what I do, what I provide in counseling, in holistic health, as well as coaching. And anything else you need, even in reference to the awareness campaign, we're doing what we can to make it available to you. And we're so thankful once again for Mr. Watson sharing this precious time with us. Mr. Watson, is there any way you want people to contact you if they wanted to talk with you at all, or maybe even utilize your services in the future?
Well, actually, they can reach out to me at my website, correct, at my email. My email is cdwatson, W-T-S-O-N, 101@gmail.com.
Awesome. Well, we want to thank you once again, Mr. Watson, for gracing us with your time and with your talents and all of your wisdom. And we just pray that today's information really blessed you all. Share it with somebody. Share it with the women in your life. Share it with the men in your life, the young adults especially, so that they can come into a whole new generation of good choices, healthy options, and be, you know, better off for it in the long run. So once again, thank you, Mr. Watson. We appreciate your time. And join us again next time when we delve in deeper into the issue of becoming what you think and believe right here on Yolanda Live. We're going to be running a series on that because I think there's so much that we can open up, especially in the way of thinking about the psychological effects to this and how it shows up in your life. So we want to thank you for your time and your patience. And, Mr. Watson, thanks again. I look forward to talking to you soon. And be safe on all those roads because I believe you're traveling now. Aren't you away from home now?
not at the moment. I will be leaving this weekend.
But not at the moment. Okay, because I tell you, you're moving so fast, I have to keep up, and I thought I was a mover. But, yeah, that's awesome. So thank you again, and we appreciate you all for spending this time. We pray that God will bless you and keep you and let his face shine upon you even as we separate. Thank you again. Bye-bye, guys.
Thanks, Dr. Davis.
Thank you.
You.